Hey, Rabbi. Mishnah Megillah and Daf Chaf describes exactly when the Megillah is supposed to be read on Purim Day. She says like this: Ein Koren Es HaMegillah V'lo Molin V'lo Tovlin V'lo Mazin. A person doesn't do any of these mitzvos that are mitzvoso bayom, zmanam bayom, the Megillah, Bris Milah, Tevilah, Hazah. The Mishnah says you don't do this at Chetonei Tzachama. The Chachili is supposed to wait until Honei Tzachama, till sunrise. Kulon Shatsu Mishol Amud HaShachar Kosher. But the Eved from Alos HaShachar, that's called Yom, you can fulfill any Dovash HaMitzvah bayom. The Megillah is supposed to be read by Yom. What is Yom? B'di'evet from Alos HaShachar, L'chatchila from Honei Tzachama. So how do you know that the Megillah is supposed to be read dafka bayom? So the Gemara explains, Menolon v'yamar krav v'hayamim ho'elin is karim v'na'asim. The pasuk at the end of the Megillah says, v'hayamim ho'elin is karim v'na'asim. These days are remembered. That means not only remember them in your heart, but mention them, just like by Parsha Zohar. Zohar is asher osalacha amalek Zohar. The Sifrei says, Zohar sh'teishona b'ficha. You got to say something. You have to read Parsha Zohar. The Megillah has to be read. We have to recount the story of Purim. V'nasim, and we also do mitzvos on the day. Nizkarim v'nasim. So the Lashon of the Pasuk, v'hayamim ha'eleh, nizkarim v'nasim, sounds like hayamim ha'eleh, bayom. It's got to be bayom. Bayom in balayla lo. Lema tevi tufta de Rabbi Shub and Levi, dama Rabbi Shub and Levi, chayav adam likros tis a Megillah balayla v'lishnos bayom. Rabbi Shub and Levi says there's a chiyah to read the Megillah not only bayom but even balayla. It sounds like there's only an obligation from the pasuk. It sounds like there's an obligation only by yom, not by laila. Is it a stira? So the Gemara now kiktani adiyom. The hayomim ha'elin is karim v'nasim tells me that for the mitzvah to read the Megillah by yom, it's got to be dafka by yom. What we define as yom. So that's what the Mishnah says, that the Megillah by yom has to be read lechatchila after panitzachama b'diavet from alos hashachar. That the pasuk indicates that the Megillah is supposed to be read by Yom. What defines Yom? It's the old halacha. The old halacha that relates to all Davar Shemitzvah Sabayom, and that is Lechatchila after Neitz, Vidyeved, even from Alos. What emerges from this Gemara is not only that we have a time for when the Megillah is supposed to be read by Yom, but we also have a pasuk, we have a mocker for what the chiyuv of Mikra Megillah is. And that is, Vayom Ha'ilin is Karm Benasim. The Megillah itself tells us that you have to read about the story of Purim. That's quite an interesting phenomenon. This is a situation where the mitzvah is not mentioned by the Torah. It's not in the Chamisha Chumshei Torah. It's not what we would call a mitzvah d'oraisa. It's also not a takanas chachamim. It's in Nach. It's what we call midivrei Kabbalah. It's midivrei Kabbalah. It's mentioned in Nach. So the question is, the fact that Mikra Megillah is midivrei Kabbalah, does that change its halacha in any respect? Or should we say no? It's a din derabbanan. It's midivrei kabbalas. It's an earlier derabbanan, but it's basically midivrei rabbanan. Or should we say no? Maybe midivrei kabbalah has its own status. Maybe it's not the same as a takanas chachamim. It's not a derabbanan. It's more like a daraisa, perhaps. How do we deal with divrei kabbalah? Do we say that divrei kabbalah is like divrei Torah, or do we say that it's like divrei sofri? So there's a gemara in Rosh Hashanah that makes a statement. It starts us rolling, but it doesn't finish the job. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah is talking about the Isser to be Mis'ana, the Isser of Tainis Vehespid before and after a Yom Tif. There are certain Yomim Tovim that are included in what they call Megillas Tainis. There are different Yomim Tovim, the Chazal and Mesaken. And one of the rules of Megillas Tainis is that one is not allowed to fast to have a Tainis or a Hespid before or after that Yom Tif. So the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah and Daf Yud Tes points out there's a brisa. Hayamim ha'ele aksuvim b'megilas tainis asurim bein lefnei bein le'achareim. All the Yamim Tovim that Klal Yisrael accepted upon the Chazal instituted because of Nisim that happened to Klal Yisrael during those particular days. Someone is obviously not allowed to fast on those days. They're Yamim Tovim, but the Chiddush is you can't even fast the day before and the day after. But the Braisa says, Shabbosos v'yomim tovim, heim asurim lifneim uliachareihen mutar. But Shabbos and Yom Tov are also days that one is not allowed to fast, but only that day. Not the day before, not the day after. Erev Shabbos and Sunday, one is allowed to fast. What's the difference? If you say that you can't fast before and after the day of a Yom Tov, so then the same should hold true for regular Yom Tov, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot, for Shabbos. Those are also days that when it's not allowed to fast on the day, so apparently Chazal extended the Isser to the day before and the day after. Why should there be any difference? Why should I say that by Shabbos and Yom Tov there's no Isser Tainis and Isser Hesped before and after? So the Gemara explains, Ma Hefresh Ben Zela Zeh Halalu Divrei Torah Ve'in Divrei Torah Tzrichin Chizuk Halalu Divrei Sofrim Ve'Divrei Sofrim Tzrichin Chizuk. Shabbos and Yom Tov Ha'yomim Tovim Darais, they're mentioned in the Torah, Mikroi Kodesh, right? It's mentioned in the Torah itself. Divrei Torah ain't Tzrichin Chizuk. There's no chashash, there's no concern that a person is not going to treat Shabbos and Yom Tov with the proper respect, that they might be mezalzel in Shabbos and Yom Tov, so therefore we don't have to institute an Isser of Hesped V'Tainis before and after Shabbos and Yom Tov. It seems as though the Isser Hesped V'Tainis is designed to protect the Yom Tov itself. The Yom Tov itself is a concern someone might be mezalzel in it, so Chazal instituted a special Isser of Hesped V'Tainis before and after that Yom Tov. The Shabbos and Yom Tov, it's in the Torah, it's mentioned in the Torah itself. So there's no concern people are going to be mezalzel in Shabbos and Yom Tov. That's why Chazal didn't feel the necessity to institute an Isser Hesped V'Tainis before and after Shabbos and Yom Tov. And the Gemara continues and says that a Yom Tov midivrei Kabbalah, a Yom Tov that's mentioned in Tanakh, that Yom Tov, divrei Kabbalah ki divrei Torah danu, the Gemara says divrei Kabbalah, we're not going to talk about the exact details of what Yom Tov that we're describing here, but divrei Kabbalah ki divrei Torah danu, they don't have a din of divrei Sofrim, they have a din of a Yom Tov Daraisa. So just like by a Yom Tov Daraisa, there's no Isser of Hesped V'Tainis before and after, a Yom Tov midivrei Kabbalah also would not have the Isser of Hesped V'Tainis before and after. In the Gemara and Rosh Hashanah, you get the clear impression that divrei Kabbalah ki divrei Torah danu, they have a din, a status of a din Daraisa. Legabi Chizuk, ein Tzrichim Chizuk. Right? Everything needs Chizuk, right? Dalet Varim need Chizuk, that Rabbi Cohen likes to say, right? So, a lot of things need chizuk, but in this context, right, divrei Torah ain't tzrichim chizuk. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah says that divrei Kabbalah ain't tzrichim chizuk as well. They're like divrei Torah, ain't tzrichim chizuk. They don't need the chizuk to create, to have an iser of Hesped V'Tainis before and after that day. So, regarding chizuk, regarding the iser Hesped V'Tainis, the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah says divrei Kabbalah ki divrei Torah dama. The question is, do we say divrei Kabbalah ki divrei Torah dama in general? Regarding all halachas, or just regarding this issue of chizuk? That's quite relevant to us. Mikra Megillah is divrei Kabbalah, right? It's the makar for the chiyuv to read the Megillahs from ksuvim, from Nach. So the question is, if it's divrei Kabbalah, so should we say that it's like divrei Torah, or is it like divrei Sofer? It's not divrei Sofer. It's not a takanas chazal. It's a very early takana. It's in Nach, so it is divrei Kabbalah. Does that give it a more stringent status? Would it be viewed as divrei Torah? Or should we say, no, divrei Kabbalah ki divrei Torah dama, that's the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah regarding chizuk. But regarding other halachas, we wouldn't compare divrei Kabbalah to divrei Torah. That's the question that we have to address here. So what's the first issue that we should consider, the first issue that might indicate whether divrei Kabbalah is ki divrei Torah dama or not? If a mitzvah mi divrei Kabbalah is ki divrei Torah, what would one expect? What's the first nafkamina between a mitzvah derabanan and a mitzvah deraisa? Sofek. Right? We should look at the case of sofek. The halacha of Megillah in the context of sofek might indicate to us whether divrei Kabbalah kedivrei Torah damu, more than just in the context of chizuk, but generally divrei Torah might be kedivrei Kabbalah might be kedivrei Torah. What's the situation of sofek when it comes to Mikra Megillah? Of course, we could talk about if a person forgets whether he read the Megillah. Okay, but before we get there are classical situations of sofek regarding Megillah itself. One example is mentioned by the Gemara Megillah. Gemara Megillah on Daf Hei Amud Beis tells a story. Two stories. We know that there are 2 days that the Megillah classically is read. Of course, the Megillah can be read on other days as well. That's the first mission in Megillah. But there are 2 classical days. There's the 14th and the 15th of Adar. So if the ear is Mukefes Choma Mimos Yoshua Bin Nun, then Megillah is read on the 15th. And if it's not Mukefes Choma, if it wasn't Mukefes Choma, then it's read on Yudalit, on the 14th. So the Gemara Megillah Daf Hei Amud Beis says, Chizki Akori B'Tveria B'Arbisar U'B'Chamisar. Chizki read in Tveria, both on the 14th and the 15th. Yerushalayim is definitely Mukefes Choma. There's no Shaila there. They only read on the 15th. But Tveria, Gemara says, Misafkalei mukefes chamam mimos Yoshua ben Nunhi ilo. He didn't know. Tveri is a suffix. Is it? It's suffix mukefes chamam. So if it were mukefes chamam mimos Yoshua ben Nun, you read on the 15th. If it's not mukefes chamam, you read on the 14th. Chizkiah didn't know, so he read on both. A little bit further down in the Gemara. Ravasi Kari Megillah Behutzal Be'arbisa Be'chamisa. Again, Hutzal was another place in Eretz Yisrael that Misafkele Imukefes Chama Mimos Yoshua Benonhi Ilo. He also had a suffix about Hutzal. The two places which was suffix Mukefes Chama, Tveria and Hutzal. So if you would ask me, it's the Chapela, why did they read the Megillah both on the 14th and the 15th? We have a simple principle that should have told us that we should be able to be Mekel. What's that principle? Sveika Derabbanan Lekula. Now, be careful now. Is that going to tell me that they don't have to read the Megillah at all? Neither on the 14th or the 15th? That's very difficult. That we've had in different contexts over the years. Right? We've spoken about this. Sveika Derabbanan Lekula is not going to tell me that I can uproot the whole mitzvah. I can say that I don't have to do the mitzvah b'chlal. I'm not going to have to do Haseba by any of the Dalet Kolsos, neither the first two nor the second two, not at all. That can't be. Can't be Oker the whole Takanas Chachamim. But I could be Mekel. I could say if Rove places are reading on the 14th. So this is a Safik Mukeves Choma. This is Vegas Rabban on the Kula. Should tell me, read on the 14th. You have to be Machmer for the 15th. Why did they read both on the 14th and the 15th? So what's the simple answer to that question? What's the simple answer? Maybe Sveika Derabbanan and Lekula doesn't apply in this case. Why? Because maybe Mikra Megillah is Divrei Kabbalah. Maybe Divrei Kabbalah and Divrei Torah Dam. It's like a Daraisa, Sveika Daraisa Lechumah. That would have been the simple answer. The Ramban doesn't give that answer. Rashba, not like Gemara Megillah on Daf Hey, this is in page 2 in the source sheet. The Rashba quotes from the Ramban. But in Muke HaRamban Natre Rachmona Nun Resh. They were machmer to read on both, not because Divrei Kabbalah k'Divrei Torah damu. It was a minas chasidus. Achum Rabbi Alma. The other rabbi misveiko lo likru klal misafik. They shouldn't have to read at all. The havle safik b'shel divreim. V'divrei Kabbalah k'shel rabbonon ulekula. The Ramban is saying Divrei Kabbalah is k'shel rabbonon ulekula. It's stuck against the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah says Divrei Kabbalah k'Divrei Torah damu. The answer is the Ramban assumes no. That's Divrei Kabbalah k'Divrei Torah damu regarding Chizuk. In a limited sense, Divrei Kabbalah k'Divrei Torah damu. But generally speaking, right, regarding the issue of Sofek, I'll say the Divrei Kabbalah k'shel Sofrim. It's like the Rabbanan. And Sveika the Rabbanan, Lekula. Sveika the Divrei Kabbalah, Lekula. Azoi Zok Ramban. Interesting Ramban. So this case of Sofek Mukeves Chom is not so relevant l'maisa to us. We don't have too many cities like this. But the question of Sofek regarding Mikra Megillah does play a very important role. It has a very important role to play even for us. That is not so much in the context of Sofek Mukeves Chom, but rather Ben Ashmoshes. When is the earliest time that the Megillah can be read? Not by day, but by night, at night. The Shulchan Aruch talks about this. What happens if a person is fasting? It's hard for him to fast. He wants to read the Megillah at the earliest possible time so he can break the fast at the earliest possible time. Maybe he'll have a minion of older people who find it harder to fast, some younger people as well, but younger people in general don't have as much difficulty. Older people have much more of a hard time, so maybe they'll want to make an earlier minion. They can read the Megillah earlier, then they'll be able to break the fast sooner. So when's the earliest time that the Megillah can be read at night? The Shulchan Aruch quotes a Trumas HaDeshen. And when is the earliest time? Anyone? Plag Mincha. This is source 7. Hilchas Megillah Sinan Tov Reish Sari Beis Sivdali. Mishu Onus Ktsas. Veheni Yochel Leilech Lebeis HaKnesses. It's a little bit of a different case. He can't even go to shul. Right? Tzorech Lahamtin Ad Acha Shekoru HaKol. He has to wait until they read the Megillah. The koshal of leishet b'taynes kolkach yochel lishma kriyasa mibaod yom miplag hamincha ulamal. The Trumas HaDeshen paskins there from plag mincha and onward the Megillah can be read. That has a din of Lila. It's still light outside. You can see the sun. It's plag mincha. I mean, what's plag mincha is an hour and a quarter before tzeisa kolchavim, right? Or before shkia, before tzeisa kolchavim. it's quite early. You can still see the sun. The Chumash Hadeshet says, but it's still al pidin, it's like Laila, so the Megillah can be read then. What does that mean, al pidin, it's Laila? How could it be Laila? So the Chumash Hadeshet in the Tshuva itself says, look, Rabbi Natan paskins that from Plag Mincha and onward you can read Kriyashma. It has a din of Laila vis-a-vis Kriyashma Shel Arvis. So if it has a din of Laila vis-a-vis Kriyashma Shel Arvis, then vis-a-vis Megillah as well, it should have a din of Laila. That's the Chumash Hadeshet's psak. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Pri Chodesh, who was Kora Tagor al Kula Zu. He shried Chai V'Kayim on this Kula. He was very much against it. The Pri Chodesh says, I don't understand the logic that the Chumash Hadeshet has. He says, first of all, we don't paskin like that, Rabbi Natan, even regarding Kriyishma. We hold that Kriyishma Shel Arvis can only be read after what? After Tzeisa Kochavim. Plaga Mincha is very close to Laila, but it's not Laila. So even vis-a-vis Kriyishma, we don't pass it like that, Shita. We assume that Kriyishma has to be read. Kriyishma Shalavit has to be read after Tzitzit HaKochavim. What's more, Megillah and Kriyishma are not connected. Even if regarding Kriyishma, we'll say that Plag Mincha is early enough. That's because what's the determinant of the Zman for Kriyishma? Does it really require Laila? Not necessarily. It really requires what? Zman Shchiva. B'shach b'cha v'kumecha. B'shach b'cha, Zman Shchiva. Maybe Zman Shchiva is when people are starting to come in. So from Plag Mincha on, Rabbi Natan holds that's the Zman Shchiva. People are starting to come in to go to sleep. It's a little strange. They're going to sleep that early. But okay, you know, in a time when they couldn't work after it got dark, so people would start to go in before it got dark. You're not going to come in from the field after it's dark. You won't be able to see anything. So they're starting to come in. So it's already called the Zman Shchiva. That might be true vis-a-vis Kriyishma. Megillah? Megillah is not a function of Zman Shchiva. What's it a function of? What's the mocha that we read Megillah at night? So that we'll get to in greater detail later, but just suffice it to say, there's a pasuk. Rabbi Shua ben Levi quotes a pasuk. Where Megillah and Daf Dalet has this, V'layla v'lo dumi ali. V'layla v'lo dumi ali. Elokai ekra yoma, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'll call out to you by day. V'lo sana, but you don't answer. V'layla v'lo dumi ali, and I'm not going to stop even at night. I'm going to continue calling out until you answer me. So that's the mocker that the Megillah is supposed to be read at night. Just like Mordechai and Esther davened, and there was a tainus, and they based Sarah, they davened at night and day. The Megillah is read as a zeicher to the tainus that they had. So it's read even at night. V'layla v'lo dumi ali. It's not Zman Shchiva. It's Laila. Laila. The Pri Chodesh says Laila means Laila. That means Tzeisa Kochavim, not Plaga Mincha. Plaga Mincha might be good enough. You might want to suggest there is a sheet. Plaga Mincha is late enough to read Kriyishma Shel Arvis, but the Megillah requires Laila. The pasuk says Beferish Laila. So if it requires Laila, that means Pshuta Kemashmo. Tzeisa Kochavim. It's got to be Laila. So the Prima Godim is quoted in the Mishnah Berurah and Sukkot Yudalit is saying that according to the Pri Chodesh, it's not only that you have to, you can't read the Megillah from Plag HaMincha, but you can't even read the Megillah from Shkia. You gotta wait until Tzeis HaKochavim Mamish, the Prima Godim says. Why do you have to wait until Tzeis HaKochavim? He says, because Mikra Megillah is Midivrei Kabbalah, and Sveiga D'Rabbanan L'Kula only applies to Mitzvos D'Rabbanan, not to Divrei Kabbalah. So Mikra Megillah, you have to be machmer until it's Vaday Laila. If you take the Pri Chodesh to its logical conclusions of the Prima Godim, you got to wait until Tzeis HaKochavim, because it's got to be Vaday Laila, because Divrei Kabbalah and Divrei Torah Damu. We're not going to say Sveiko L'Kula. Not just by Sofik Mukefes Chama, but by Ben HaShmoshes, we're not going to say Sveiko L'Kula. The Mishnah Berurah, likewise, at the end of the Sima, quotes from the Prima Godim, that because Sveiko D'Rabbanan L'Kula is not the operative principle when it comes to Megillah, someone who has a suffix, he doesn't know if he heard the Megillah. Strange situation. Not exactly sure why he shouldn't remember, right? Because, you know, at night he's not going to be getting drunk, so he should have his full faculties about him. But, okay, that's a discussion for another time. The Prima Godim says that suffix kara Megillah, he has to read it again, because Divrei Kabbalah Kedivrei Torah Damu is Sveika Daraisa Lachum. The Prima Godim clearly assumes that Divrei Kabbalah Kedivrei Torah Damu mamish. Not only regarding Chizuk, but even regarding other halachas as well, even regarding Suffolk. So the question is, where did he get that from? Where did the Prima Godim get this from? We have a Ramban that seems to say that Divrei Kabbalah k'Divrei Sofrim. The Ramban says vis-a-vis Sofek Mukefes Choma. We would have gone Lakula. Some of the Amorim were Machmer, was the Midas Chasidus to be Machmer, we would have gone Lakula because Divrei Kabbalah k'Divrei Sofrim. The Prima Gadim, on the other hand, seems to say Divrei Kabbalah k'Divrei Torah. Where did the Prima Gadim get this from? Is there any Rishon who seems to say the Divrei Kabbalah k'Divrei Torah? The answer is yes. There's one Rishon that the Shulchan Aruch quotes. Did you notice? Who's that Rishon? Anyone? The Or HaSchaim. The Or HaSchaim seems to say the Divrei Kabbalah k'Divrei Torah Danu even outside the realm of Chizm. This is in page 4. The Or HaSchaim in Siman Tov Reish Tzadi Vav Siv Zayin writes like this. Yesh mi she'omer she'onein mutar v'basav v'yayin. An onein, someone who lost a close relative, and it's before the kavura. It's not during Shiva, it's before the kavura. So normally, an onein is also the bus of a yayin. We're afraid Shemi Moshech, maybe he'll get drawn into the bus of a yayin, he won't bury his mace. An onein, Zokti Archas Chaim, is mutu the bus of a yayin apur. Tlo osi esse the yochid avelos, the dochi esse the rabbim do raisa lismoach bepurim. He says, the essay, the avelos, it's not really avelos, aninus. Okay. The essay, the yochid avelos, the isser of basaviyan applies to an onen. To an avel, it doesn't apply. An avel is mutab basaviyan. An onen is also basaviyan. So this essay, the yochid avelos, he says, is not going to be docha. The essay, the rabim, the raisa. The smah vapur. Notice, he doesn't say that the essay, the rabim, is docha, the essay, the yochid. He says the essay the rabbim doraisa is docha the essay the yochid. If the essay the rabbim would not be doraisa, it wouldn't be docha. Right? We wouldn't say that essay the rabbim has a koach to be docha essay the yochid. It's that the essay the yochid the avelos doesn't have a koach to be docha the essay the rabbim doraisa. More than just the rabbim, it's also doraisa. Essay doraisa l'smach b'purim. I know we love to be some b'purim. Now that's everyone's favorite mitzvah. We're going to see tomorrow mitzvah. Right? This is gevald. Right? But the Raisa? I mean, let's be honest, right? It's not in the Torah. It's not in Chamisha Chamisha Torah. What's the Raisa then? It's Gevaldik, but what's the Raisa? So the Yarchas Chaim, the Divrei Kabbalah Nenu, Shehem Ki Divrei Torah. It's Divrei Kabbalah. Divrei Kabbalah are like Divrei Torah, so it's an essay derived in the Raisa. The Prima Gadim may have found a mocker in this Shita. It's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. You see that the Shulchan Aruch feels the Divrei Kabbalah k'Divrei Torah, but the Shulchan Aruch apparently doesn't paskin like the Ramban, who holds the Divrei Kabbalah is k'Divrei Sofrim. So maybe the Prima Gadim saw in this Shulchan Aruch that Divrei Kabbalah k'Divrei Torah, even outside the realm of Chizuk, and that's why he felt that even in Safek, perhaps there's room to be Machmir. The emes is the Psak of the Prima Gadim really has two chidushim hidden in it. There are two chidushim that this psak has within it. One is what we've been discussing, that Divrei Kabbalah k'Divrei Torah, even regarding Safek. Yes, that is true. That's one chidush of the Prima Gadim. But if you think about it carefully, the Prima Gadim actually has a second chidush as well. You know, till now we've assumed that the way to argue with the Prima Gadim is to say that Divrei Kabbalah k'Divrei Sofrim, so then by Safek we'll be making. But you can really argue with the psak of the Prima Gadim, this idea that according to the Pri Chadash, if Plaga Mincha isn't good enough for Mikra Megillah, you got to wait until Tzeis HaKochavim. Right? You can't read the Megillah during Ben HaShemashos. You can argue with the psak of the Prima Gadim for a different reason. Not simply because you might say that Divrei Kabbalah k'Divrei Sofrim against the Prima Gadim. But even if you'll be willing to submit to the Prima Gadim's shot, even if you'll concede that he's right, that Divrei Kabbalah k'Divrei Torah Damo, there might still be a reason to be Megillah, to say that the Megillah can be read even during Ben HaShemashos. What's that reason? You could say that even if Divrei Kabbalah k'Divrei Torah Damo, but maybe that's only by Yom. Maybe the obligation to read the Megillah at night is not me Divrei Kabbalah at all. Who says that? Well, let's go back to the sources. Let's go back to that Gemara Megillah. Gemara and Daf Dalet talks about the obligation to read the Megillah both by night and by day. What does the Gemara say? So Omar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Chayav Adam Likros Sa Megillah Balayla Ulishnosa Bayom, Shenemar Elokai Ekra Yomam Vlosana Vlaila Vlodumi Ali. Where's that pasuk? Pasuk in Tilling. It's in Ksuvin. But what's that pasuk telling me? It's talking about the tainus that Mordechai and Esther called. The tainus that Klal Yisrael at the time of Purim fasted, and the tefillos that they offered. From there, I learned that the Megillah has to be read at night. Where does it say that the Megillah has to be read? There's no mocker in the pasuk. Makkah that the Megillah has to be read is V'hayamim Ha'elen, is Karim V'nasin. The other pasuk we quoted from Dafcha. So what's going on over here? So one could say that the pasuk Elokai Ekra Yomim V'losana V'layla V'lodumi Ali is describing, it's explaining when V'hayamim Ha'elen, is Karim V'nasin is supposed to be fulfilled. V'hayamim Ha'elen, is Karim V'nasin Me'ikir Adin is talking only Bayom. But V'layla V'lodumi Ali is saying, oh, there's a pasuk in Tehillim that the Chazal understood is extending the Hayamim Ha'elin as Karim V'nasim to Laila as well. That's one way to look at it. That the Laila V'lodumi Ali is describing, it's explaining when the Hayamim Ha'elin as Karim V'nasim applies. So that's the case, and the Chiyuv to read the Megillah at night is the same thing. It's Doch Nezel Bazach. Right? The Hayamim Ha'elin as Karim V'nasim applies both by Yom and by Laila. Without the Laila V'lodumi Ali, I'd never apply it to nighttime. But the Laila V'lodumi Ali says, no, we read the Megillah at night as a zecher to the tainis and the tefillos that they offered up based Sara. Right? As a zecher to that tainis, so we have to talk about Purim at night also. Zecher l'neis, Rashi says. Shayu zoakin b'meit sarasan yom v'layla. So one could say that the Laila V'lodumi Ali is simply telling us that don't think the Hayom Ha'ilin is Karman Asim is only by Yom. No, it's v'layla too. So it's extending that to Laila. If that's the case, then reading the Megillah by Laila is a chiyuv. Why? What type of chiyuv is it? Yidivei Kabbalah. It's no different than Yom. Because the Laila Vlodumi Ali is applying the same pasuk that we used for Yom, it's going to apply to Laila as well. Of course, the other way to look at it is no. Hayom Ha'ilin is Karman Asim is a pasuk that applies by Yom. So what does the Laila Vlodumi Ali tell me? There was a new Takonas Chachamim as a zecher to the tainis that they had been made Mordechai v'Esther. Chazal Masakin that the Megillah should be read at night as well. A takana de Rabbanan. A different takana. Nami de Kabbalah. A new chiyuv. Could be totally different. Not based on the Hayom Ha'elin is Karmen Asim. Not based on a pasuk in Ksuvim at all. A takana sachamim. Even the pasuk from Tehillim. Pasuk from Tehillim doesn't say to read the Megillah. It's talking about a story. Elokai Ekra Yomim V'lo Sana. HaKadosh Baruch, I'm calling out to you by day and you're not responding. V'layla V'lo Dumi Oli. And at nighttime I'm not going to be quiet. Megillah? There's no mention of the Megillah in that pasuk. Chazal understood that from the pasuk we should have a zecher to the tainis by reading the Megillah even at night. So that could be a takana de Rabban. That might not be midibe Kabbalah whatsoever. This is what the Turi Evan writes. Right there, Masech the Megillah. So Evan suggests, he thinks that the chiyuv to read the Megillah at night is a chiyuv midir abonim. It's not midir kabbalah at all. It's not midir kabbalah at all. Where's the Turi Evan? Not the one about Nashim, the previous one. Just a second. On page 6. Ulamaskono zu mashma shechayev ligros is hamigila balayla v'chose v'kari bayom v'nira li zavta turei even shagasarye the high kriya delayla eino ela midirabonon v'eino iker chiyuv shel ruach hakodesh v'arei krok ziv. He says it's beferish in the pasuk v'hayomim ho'elen is karim v'nasim yomim. There's a connection. The Gemara Megillah says, "Iskish zechira la'asiya, ma'asiya l'mafreya lo, av zechira l'mafreya lo." You can't do the asiya l'mafreya. You can't observe Purim that's supposed to be on the 15th. Can't be on the 14th. Can't do that. It's got to be in the right orders. The right days have to be observed by the right places. So too, the zechira l'mafreya can't be either. You can't read the Megillah backwards, the psukim backwards. So he says the same should hold true for the Megillah. Ma'asiya balayla lo, av zechira balayla lo. Just like the asiya, we don't have a sudas purim balayla, as we'll get to in a moment. If you don't have a Sudas Purim Balayla, the Gemara Megillah says, so too, there's no Zechira Balayla. Midivre Kabbalah, there's no Zechira Balayla. Midivre Abonan, Chazal Misakin, a special Takana. That's the Turiyah. And this also is what the Shari Tshuva quotes on the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch, on page 5. Shulchan Aruch, it's in a tough Reish Pei Zayin. Sif Aleph. Chayav Adam Likos HaMegila Balayla V'laster V'lishnos HaBayom. Zok the Shari Tshuva in Simchot Na'alef. Ayin B'noda B'Yehuda Shadayto the Kriyas HaLayla D'Rabbanan U'Kriyas HaYom Midivrei Kabbalah. B'noda B'Yehuda followed the position of the Turi Evan. He felt that the reading at night is Midirabbanan. It's not Midivrei Kabbalah. The Hayomim Ho'el in his Kar V'Nasim, that's a pasuk that refers to Yomim. It refers to the daytime. It doesn't refer to the nighttime. The nighttime, that's the Takanas HaChamim. That's just the Takanas HaChamim. If you look carefully, it could very well be that this is the Machlokas Rishonim. It seems to be Rishonim to take two sides, each side on this issue. Whether the obligation to read the Megillah at night is Divrei Sofrim or Divrei Kabbalah. What do I mean? Let's go back to that issue that the Turi Evan himself is talking about. Sudas Purim Sha'asoa Balayla. Is there any inyan to have a Sudas Purim Balayla? So that's a Murach. Page 1 in the handout. That's a Murach. Mordechai in the Tov Shin Pei Zayin. He quotes from the Gemara in Megillah and Dav Zayin. Sudas Purim she'ochla balayla lo yotza. Piresh Rav Yah she'tzarech lino kalelik Shabbos v'yomo. Dum yud kriya. Dichsiv v'hayamim ha'ilin iskar v'nasim v'ein hekesh l'mechtz. The Mordechai quotes the Rav Yah. Even though the Gemara in Megillah says that you're not yotza yachiyav of Sudas Purim if you do it at night, that just means you're not yotza yachiyav by day. Meaning don't assume that once I do a Sudas Purim balayla, that's it. I'm Yoytzeh, and I don't have to do a Surah Bayom. No, there's a Chiyav to do a Surah Bayom as well. But the Rav Yoh says, as well, there's a Chiyav to do a Surah Bayom, but there's also a Chiyav to do a Surah Balayla. The Gemara never meant to say there's no Chiyav to do a Surah Balayla, says the Rav Yoh. This is a Rav Yoh that's like a collector's item. This is what we want to put in our back pocket. Right? The Rav Yoh says there is a Chiyav to do a Balayla as well. Tzorech lino klei leShabbos v'yomo. We don't have a Surah Shabbos Balayla. Right? We don't have a Suda Shabbos Balayla. We don't have a Suda Shabbos Balayla. Lebedik a Suda. Dr. Avya, Zel Bazach for Purim. Right? Rav Yah says on Purim also, there has to be a Suda Balayla too. The Gemara never meant to say there's no Suda Balayla. It meant to say you can't be Yotze the Suda Bayom with the Suda Balayla. But there's also a Chiyav Balayla. How could there be a Chiyav Balayla? Dr. Rav Yah, it's on the Pasuk. V'hayamim ho'elin iskar v'nasim v'ein hekesh l'mechza. Iskish zechira la'asiya. There's no hekesh lemechza. So there's no hekesh lemechza. There must be a chiyav asiya even balayla. That's what the Rav Yoh seems to be saying. Ain hekesh lemechza. We're being makish zechira to asiya. He wants to say that there's a chiyav asiya. There's a chiyav. There's a mitzvah sudas purim balayla. And Hekesh Lemech is going to tell me that. Now, just one second. The Hekesh is between Zechira and Asiya. It's between Mikra Megillah and the Mitzvos Hayom. So if Ein Hekesh Lemech is going to tell me that there's a Chiyav Asiya Balayla, there's a Chiyav of Sudas Purim Balayla, from the Pasuk, we're going to learn that there's a Chiyav Asiya Balayla, what does that tell me? There's a Chiyav Mikra Megillah Balayla as well. From what source? V'hayamim ha'elin is karim v'nasim. There's got to be a Chiyav Midivrei Kabbalah to read the Megillah Balayla, because if not, what kind of Hekesh Lemech are we talking about here? The Rav Yoh wants to make a hekesh between Asiya and Zechira to say that just like by X there's a chiyav ben bayom ben balayla, so too by Asiya there's a chiyav ben bayom ben balayla. What's the X? Just like there's a chiyav Zechira, there's a chiyav to read the Megillah ben bayom ben balayla, there's a chiyav Asiya ben bayom ben balayla as well, there's a chiyav Sudas Purim. So if the chiyav to read the Megillah balayla is not Midirei Kabbalah, what hekesh is he making? The Chiyav Balayla is not in the Pasuk. If it's not in the Pasuk, what's the connection to Asiya? The Rav Yah clearly assumes why? That the Chiyav of Mikra Megillah, even Balayla, is what? It's Midivrei Kabbalah. Midivrei Kabbalah, it's derived from this Pasuk. That Balayla Velodumi Ali is explaining that V'hayam Ho'elin is Karim V'nasim applies even Balayla. It's extending the Pasuk to Layla. So it's extending the Pasuk to Layla. Then you can say that in Hekesh Lemechza, maybe we should extend Asiya to Layla as well. I should extend the Sudas Purim to Layla as well. But the Mordechai says no. Umori harav Reb Mordechai kosav she'eno meivin. Says he doesn't understand this. Achi of Sudas Purim Balayla. He quotes from the Gemara that it's clear that the Amoraim felt that there was no chi of Suda Balayla. Yimei Mishta v'simcha ksiv mashma the Suda achas dai. Yimei Mishta v'simcha seems to be enough. They didn't do a Suda Balayla. What's the Rav Yosef saying? Okay, so the Gemara quotes Amoraim who didn't make a Suda Balayla. But how's the Mordechai's Rebbe disagreeing with the Rav Yosef that ain't hekesh lemetzu, he should be makesh zechira to asiya? If Zechira is Ben Bayon Ben Balayla, so the Asiya should be Ben Bayon Ben Balayla. Isn't it right? So what's the simple Bechia? Simple rejection could be that maybe the Chiyah to read the Megillah at night is not Midirah Kabbalah. It's Midirah Rabbana. The Pasuk is not referring to it. So the Pasuk is not referring to it, then the Hekesh can't apply Sudas Purim to Laila. Can't apply Sudas Purim to nighttime because there's no Chiyah of Mikra Megillah at night Midirah Kabbalah. So you can't make a Hekesh to Sudas Purim to say that there's an obligation to have a Sudas Purim Balayla. That would be the simple rejection of the Rav Yoz's approach. So it could be that that's part of what the Rishonim here are grappling with. Should we say that the Chiyuv to read the Megillah at night is Midirei Kabbalah? Or should we say not? Maybe it's just the Takana de Rabban. That's one issue. But then we have another issue. Do we recite a Shechiyonu on the reading of the Megillah Bayom? What's the din? We make a Shechiyonu Balayla, but do we recite a Shechiyonu Bayom? What does the Rambam hold? The Rambam in Hilchos Megillah, Perek Aleph Halacha Gimel, says that once you make a Shechiyonu Balayla, that's it. Genug Shoin. It's enough already. Right? That's it. You made a Shechiyonu on Mikra Megillah Balayla, you don't say another Shechiyonu Bayom. That's how the Magen Mishnah explains. Once you make a Shechiyonu, that's it. If you make a Shechiyonu on the lul of the first day of Sukkot, you don't make a Shechiyonu when you take the lul of the second day. You made a Shechiyonu already. It's the same Zman HaMitzvah, it's the same Yom Tov. You make a Shechiyonu the next year, but in the Zman HaYom Tov of this year, you've done it already. The mitzvah is Osi Mizman Lizman. You made a Shechiyonu, but that's it. Megillah is the same. You made a Shechiyonu at night. Why should you make a Shechiyonu by day? But Tosis disagrees. Tosis, Masechta Megillah on Daf Daled, Tosis says that you make a Shechiyonu even by Yom. Omer read the Afagad Mavarik Zman Balayla Choser Mavarik Masabayom the Iker Pesumei Nisa Havi Bekriya Di Yamama. Tosis says the Iker Pesumei Nisa in reading the Megillah is Bayom. So even if you made a Shechiyonu Balayla, you should still make another Shechiyonu Bayom. What's he saying? Fascinating. The Chiyuv is not really different according to Tosfos. He's saying the Iker Pesumei Nisa is Bayom. So even if you made a Shechiyonu on the Megillah at night, you should still make another Shechiyonu Bayom because somehow, since the Iker Pesumei Nisa, the Iker Mitzvah Vayom, it has a special status. You didn't have that special status. There was something missing from the Megillah Balayla, some extra element to the Megillah Vayom, which you didn't have Balayla, so you should make another Shechiyonu Vayom. If you were to hold, like the Turei Evan, that the reading of the Megillah Balayla is Midrabanan, I'll give you a simple reason why you should make a Shechiyonu Vayom. Because it's mamash a different chiyuv. It's midrabanan at night, and it's midirei kabbalah bayom. Mamash a different chiyuv. It's much more mistaba that you should make a shechiyonu. It's mamash a new chiyuv. Now, we can zechding, and you could disagree. You could say no, but the ma'aseh mitzvah is still the same. It was midrabanan at night. It's midirei kabbalah by day, but it's doch the zelba ma'aseh mitzvah. It's the same ma'aseh mitzvah. I can hear someone saying, "It's not fresh." Can't make a Shechiyonu because I did the Ma'aseh Mitzvah already. Here's a new Chiyuv. Okay, so we could go back and forth with that. But there certainly is a possibility that if it's Midirei Kabbalah only by Yom, then maybe I should make a Shechiyonu by Yom, even if I made a Shechiyonu by Laila. From Tosfos, you don't get that impression. You see, the fact that Tosfos had to come on to his Svara, that the Iker Pesumei Nisa is by Yom, that's why you should make a Shechiyonu by Yom. The impression you get from Tosfos is that he really holds the Chiyuv is the same Bein Bayom Bein Balayla. The Chiyuv is probably Midirei Kabbalah Bein Bayom Bein Balayla. It's just that there's an Iker Pesumei Nisa Bayom. But fundamentally, the Chiyuv is really the same. Meaning Tosfos and the Rambam fundamentally agree that the obligation is the same Bein Bayom Bein Balayla. So the Rambam says, if it's the same, so agree to me. It's the same, it shouldn't be a Shechiyonu Bayom. So Tosfos says, no, not so fast, Rambam. Not so fast. even if the chiyuv is really the same, it's both midivrei kabbalah bayom and balayla, but the ikar pesumei nisa is bayom. So you should make a shechiyano bayom. But the poshuta reading of both Tosfos and the Rambam is sort of against the Turei Eved. Right? To say that the chiyuv is totally different bayom than balayla, that would have been the simple answer. You see that Tosfos is willing to say that even if there's just a little bit of an extra element bayom, that's enough to say a shechiyano bayom. So if it's midrabanan balayla and midivrei kabbalah bayom, Tosfos, you know, definitely would have had no trouble saying that you should make a shechiyano bayom. The fact that he didn't say that seems to indicate that the fundamental chiyuv is really the same for yom and layla. It's just that there's an extra element, Satosa says. Because of that, you can make a shechiyano bayom. Yes?
Given my Mishnah, it seems like he's equating what the Rambam is saying, like he's the comparison to Sukkah, that the great Kabbalah can give a Torah line. That's more comparable to the Torah.
What do you mean?
The fact that my Mishnah says that the reason why you only make shechiyano at night.
Oh, you're saying if it would be kedivrei sofrim, so then even if it's midivrei kabbalah, but it's really not so fundamentally different.
Right.
I hear. That's interesting. Unless the Magid Mishnah holds that it's midivrei kabbalah even at night, right? The Magid Mishnah might say that the Rambam holds it's not different by yom and balayla. It's the same chiyuv. Now to say that they're both midirabbanan, and that's a little difficult. We have a pasuk here for the kriya by yom. It's much more stable to say that it's even midivrei kabbalah balayla. Right? You hear? Right? Midivrei kabbalah. Look, the pasuk v'hayamim ha'elin is karm v'nasim tells me that you have to read the Megillah bayom. Is that midivrei kabbalah or is that the rabbanan? Sounds like midivrei kabbalah, right? So if the chiyuv bayom is midivrei kabbalah, and yet the Rambam says that you don't make another shechiyano bayom, zok the Magid Mishnah, because it's the same chiyuv. So what same chiyuv? What's the chiyuv balayla? Mistama, it's midivrei kabbalah. Because to say that they're both midivrei rabbanan, that's a big chiddush. Because at least bayom should be midivrei kabbalah. They're both midivrei kabbalah, so then you could say midivrei kabbalah kedivrei Torah damu. Okay, even according to my Mishnah, right? You're not forced to say what you want to say. You could say midivrei kabbalah kedivrei Torah damu, but the fact is, you're not going to make a shechiyano bayom because I made a shechiyano balayla, and it's the same chiyuv. You're just doing it a second time. It's like taking a lulav a second time, like sitting in the sukkah a second time. You're not going to make a shechiyano each time you sit in the sukkah. No one. Right, it's interesting. I don't know. It's interesting. That's also part of the Yassir. All the mitzvahs say are part of the Yassir. You should have to mishloach manos at the night. The Rav Yod doesn't talk about that. He only talks about Suda. I'm not sure. So these are some of the Rishonim that seem to take a stand on this issue. And most of the Rishonim we've quoted seem to assume that it's a chiyuv midivrei kabbalah even balayla. Yeah. So the Prima Godim that the Mishnah Brura quotes seems to assume what? That the obligation to read the Megillah at night is a chiyuv midivrei kabbalah. Not only by yom, but even balayla. He holds even the chiyuv balayla is midivrei kabbalah. And the Prima Godim also holds the second chiddush, the Divrei Kabbalah k'Divrei Torah Damu. And that's why he says that you can't be mekel to read it ben Hashmoshes, because it's a suffik, and sveka derais l'chum is suffik Divrei Kabbalah is like suffik k'Divrei Torah. Suffik Divrei Torah, so you have to be machmir. If you follow the Nod Bihud and the Turei Even, so then maybe there would be room to be mekel. Right? You could be mekel against the Prima Godim for one of two reasons. Either if you hold Divrei Kabbalah k'Divrei Sofrim, right? So Sveika the Divrei Kabbalah l'kula, like the Ramban, or even if you want to admit to the Prima Godim against the Ramban that Divrei Kabbalah k'Divrei Torah Damo, but maybe you might hold the Divrei Kabbalah k'Divrei Torah Damo applies to the Megillah Bayom, because the reading of the Megillah Bayom is Divrei Kabbalah, but the reading by Laila might only be a Takana the Rabbana. So if you go like the Turei Even, then there really is there's room to be mekel against the Prima Godim. Right? There is room to be mekel. Mishnah Brura doesn't want to be mekel. He quotes the Prima Godim. He says that's the mainstream. The mainstream is to take both chidushim together. That first of all, Divrei Kabbalah k'Divrei Torah Damo, and to assume that the chiyuv to read the Megillah bein bayom bein balayla is midivrei kabbalah. L'maisif is someone who has trouble. Let's say he's going to be busy. People have different situations. Right? So if he's fasting and he won't be able to hear the Megillah until later, what should he do? He can't read the Megillah early. It's just not going to work out. And the situation is not going to is not going to permit him to read the Megillah on time. So what should he do? He has to fast until the Megillah is read? So the answer is he doesn't have to fast. The Mishnah Berurah does point out, he quotes the Magen Avraham, who says that only achila is awesome. Mishnah Berurah says, l'chatchila, a person shouldn't even be toim, he shouldn't even taste a little bit. But if he's not having a suda, certainly he's not having a kezayas of mezonos, a kezayas of bread, I should say. If he's just having a little bit, let's say he's going to drink a little Gatorade or have a yogurt or some kind of shahakol, it's only te'ima, perhaps you could be makel. L'tzorech gadol, the Mishnah Berurah says, perhaps you can be makel. Afilu te'ima ein lahakel, elo l'tzorech gadol. Then l'chol ha'ktsas, omishem es'ane v'hatayinis koshelo. This is the shaila, if before the Megillah a person can go to the water fountain in the shul and take a quick drink. That's the shaila. Mishnah Berurah says that if it's really, really difficult for you, you feel like you're getting a migraine, so then it's mutter. But if not, he really wouldn't be making us. I think a person, I don't know, he's doing something, and he can't get out of it. Somehow he has an obligation that he's not going to be able to finish until, I don't know, 9 o'clock, 9:45, so he'll get the second laning. You have to fast until 10:30 at night. I think perhaps you can be makel in such a circumstance and do te'ima. Achila, I wouldn't do achila, but te'ima, you can taste a little bit, take something to drink, take some Gatorade, take a little shahakol, and then you'll be able to tide yourself over until later. Yes?
What about the one reading the Megillah itself is like a bar mitzvah voice? So it's like a 13-year-old's voice.
We're going to get to that. Excellent point. Okay. This is the first very, very important nafkamina, where the Divrei Kabbalah, Divrei Torah, Divrei Kabbalah, Divrei Sofrim, that is Sofik. Let's talk about another couple of issues. Okay. Let's talk about the Katan. The Katan who might be a Gadol, but we don't know. This relates to some of the sugis that we were talking about. We've been discussing in Yevamos a lot of Inyanei Gadlus. So what's Taka the Din? Let's say a Katan who turned 13, Samitza Bacha, but we don't know if he has Shtei Sarah, so we're not going to be bodek him right there and then in Shul. Right? What do we do? What do we do for Parsha Zohar, for Megillah, for Kriyas HaTorah in general? What do we do? So it's a Gemara Nida. The Gemara Nida on Daf Mem Vav quotes the famous memory of Rava. The Ktana Shehigia Lechlal Shnosea Eina Tzricha Bedika Chazaka Sheheviya Simonim. If a Ktana reaches the level, the age of Bas Mitzvah, she's 12, then she doesn't require bedika. We don't ask the ladies to check her out. It's a chazaka. It's a chazaka. What kind of chazaka is this? What does the word chazaka mean in this context? Anyone? Chazaka de meikara? No. Chalila. It's a chazaka de meikara. It's not going to work, right? It's not status quo. What kind of chazaka is this? It's a ruba de lesa kamon, right? A ruba de lesa kamon. It's a rov in teva. It's a rov in teva. Chazaka means a lot of different things. I think we've spoken on many occasions, right? Ruba de lesa kamon. It's a rov, but it's not in front of us. A ruba de isa kamon, a rov in front of us, is like, let's say there are nine chanuyos, nine stores in the city that sell kosher meat, and one sells non-kosher meat, and you find a piece of meat in the street. So, assuming that it's wrapped up, we don't I wouldn't necessarily recommend eating it, but okay. Assuming it's perfectly fresh, whatever. So can you eat that? So technically speaking, yes. If rov of the chanuyos are kosher, then you'd be allowed to eat it. Benimtza, we follow rov. If it's just found in the street, we follow rov. That's a ruba de'isa kamon, because all of the meat in the town, all of the chanuyos are right in front of us. We see there are nine kosher stores and one non-kosher store. This is not a ruba de'isa kamon. It's not like we have all people who were ever born in the world in front of us and we're trying to figure out if after they turn 12 they have simonim. It's a roven teva. That's the way people normally are. That's the way people normally act. Chazaka isha daika uminsiba. Chazaka ein adam poreacho v'toch zmano. There's just a chazaka, a roven teva, that people normally act a certain way. That's the chazaka over here. Chazaka that once she reads shonim, she'll have simonim as well. But the Gemara seems to say there in Nida that based on the Chazaka de Rava, this is known as the famous Chazaka de Rava, that Shanim implies that there must be Simanim as well. The Chazaka de Rava applies for Dinim de Rabbana, not for Dinim de Raisa. So once you have the Chazaka de Rava, once she has Shanim, we assume she has Simanim, she can no longer do Miyun. If either her mother or her brother married her off, there's no kiddushin daraisa. With the rabbanon, she's a mekudeshes, so she could do miyun. She can refuse to live with this man until she becomes a gedola. Right? Until godless. Right? At she have a hashocher, shtei simon, shtei sar, not for that. Okay? Right? Godless. So the Gemara says, once you have a chazaka de rabba, she can't do miyun anymore because we assume that she's a gedola. But she still can't do chalitza, the Gemara says. Chalitza has to be done with a gadol and a gedola, not a katan and a ketana. So she's not really a gedola, but she is a gedola. For certain halachas, we assume that she's a gedola. For other halachas, we don't assume that she's a gedola. What's the difference? Oh, because miyun is a din d'rabbanan, chalitza is a din d'araisa. So you see, the chazaka de rabba can work for d'araisa, not for d'rabbanan. So this is the basis of the psak of the Ramah. What? The Rabbanan is miyun, the Raisa is chalitza. Works for the Rabbanan, not for the Raisa, exactly. So this is the source of the Ramah. The Ramah nechus brachis. Nechus brachis in Simen Nun Hei. Simen Nun Hei Siv Hei. Quotes from the Marik. The Shulchan Aruch in... This is page 8, the last page of the handout. In Simen Nun Hei, Sif Hei, Im Lo Hei Bishtei Saras, Afilu Hu Gadol B'Shanim, Dino Kekotan, Ad She Yetsu Rov Shnosav. He doesn't have Simonim, he's like a Kotan. Shanim is not enough. We need Simonim too. Ad She Yetsu Rov Shnosav. Oh, if he's 36, if Rov Shnosav, we assume people live till 70, hopefully they'll live more than that, but that's the Gemara. So if he's 36, then he's an honorary Gadol. We call him an honorary gadol. He's a saris. We define him as a saris, someone who never can have any children because he's not going to be physically mature to have children. But he is treated as a gadol vis-a-vis mitzvahs. If yotzu rov shnosa, but until then he's a katan. Zokter Amar miu ein medaktek in besaros alakol shehigia lechlal shnosa marzekina noso kegadol. We're not medaktek in saros. Once he reaches shanim, we assume that he's a gadol. We say regarding this issue, we say that Mistama he has Saros as well. The Marik in Shorish Memtes. So what does that mean, Le'inyan Zeh? Which Inyan are we talking about? The Mishtabur and Lamed Aleph points out, it's on a Loma Le'inyan Tfila, Shehid Rabbanan. Tfila! To be Mitzarif to a minion. We're Mitzarif into a minion. We don't ask Ba Mitzabachim if they have Shtei Saros. It's ridiculous. We're not going to do that. No one's going to come. Right, so they come to the minyan. We assume if they are higiul lechal shanim, we assume that they're higiul lechal shimanim to be mitzarif into a minyan because it's only a din derabbanan. Similarly, we'd be mitzarif into a zimun. They couldn't be motzi someone in birchas hamazon. That's the raisa. But to be mitzarif into a zimun, that's a din derabbanan. That we would be mitzarif for them. So what's the deal when it comes to Parsha Zohar? So the minig is that we don't allow a newly minted bar mitzvah to read Parsha Zohar for the tzibur because we don't know if he has simanim. I mean, if his father, if there are two edim who can testify he has simanim, so maybe we could have a dispensation. But most circumstances we're not going to have that. So we don't allow him to read it. The emphasis is most who turn 13, it could very well be that they don't have simanim. I mean, if that's the parsha, if his bar mitzvah parsha is parsha's tzave, it's mamish right there. His bar mitzvah parsha was, I don't know, shmos. So kenzayin, it could be within the 7 weeks he got the simanim for sure. But we're still not going to be somich. We're not going to rely on it. Sometimes you see they're mature. A guy is growing a beard. It's a different story. If he has a growth, if he's shaving already, it's a different story. But if he's not shaving and we have no way of knowing whether he has Shtei Saras, so then for a Dindar Rice like Parsha Zach, we're not going to let him lay for the Tzibur. The Kriyas Atar in general, that's a Dindar Abonah, then we will let him lay in three modes of the Tzibur. And how about Megillah? How about Megillah? What do you think? So if you hold Divrei Kabbalah Kedivrei Sofrim, then there's no problem. It's only like a Dindar Abonah. We should allow him to read. How about if you hold Divrei Kabbalah Kedivrei Torah? What's it then? Should we allow the cotton to read the Megillah for the Tzibur or not? Think about this question. What's the answer? Should we allow him? What? Depends whether it's during the day or at night, exactly. The Prima Gadim would say that if Divrei Kabbalah Kedivrei Torah Damu, right? The Prima Gadim would say he shouldn't lay neither by day nor by night, neither time. to know the Behuda and the Turei Evan who say that at night it's not Midirei Kabbalah, maybe they'll be willing to be Mekel, to have the Kotten read at night. It's sort of a nafalchu, if you will, to feel part of the pun. Right? It's counterintuitive, because we think the Megillah at night, that's the big leaning. By day, if you can keep awake, it's a good thing, right? Right? It's not true. The Megillah by day is more chomer. It's at least as chomer, if not more chomer. It might be equal, but it's at least as chomer. It could be even more chomer than the reading at night. So according to some of the Achronim, maybe we'd be Megill to rely on Chazaka Derabba to get the cotton to read the Megillah for the Tzibur at night. Okay? Obviously, according to the Prima Godim, you'd have to be Machmer even at night, because he holds that it's all the same, Bein Bayom, Bein Balayla, and he holds Divrei Kabbalah Kedivrei Torah. One final nafkamina, and that is Noshim. What's the din of Noshim b'mikra Megillah? Can they be motzi a tzibur? Can they be motzi a man? So Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi also says that Noshim achayev in mikra Megillah, the same daf dalit. Amar Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi, Noshim achayev in mikra Megillah, she'afin hoya ba'oso haneis. Ah, our favorite topic. Right? From Sochim. So Tosfos there in Dibur Maskal Noshim says it sounds like if Noshim Achayav is a Mikra Megillah, they can be Motzi other people as well. But they quote from the Tosefta that women can't be Motzi Anoshim. They can't be Motzi Anoshim. And that's how the Bahag Paskins, he says. V'chein Pasku Halachas Gedolos D'Yishim Motzi Amina Avalo Anoshim. Tosefta. That women can't be motzi anoshim. Why not? What's the difference? If they're chayiv just like anoshim, then they should be able to be motzi, then what could be the problem? So the Mordechai, we're not going to look at the Mordechai inside, but the Mordechai has a lashon there that the Bahag actually didn't say that Noshim chayavos b'mikra Megillah, like our gears in the Gemara Megillah, but rather Noshim chayavos b'mashma Megillah. They're chayiv in shmias ha-Megillah, not in kriyas ha-Megillah. And that's the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch as well. The women are obligated in Shmia to hear the Megillah, not to read the Megillah. It's a different chiyuv. Why are they chayiv in Shmia, not in Kriya? That's a whole shir unto itself. It's a different topic. Okay, but that's the way that the Mordechai and the Shulchan Aruch have the Kabbalah from the Bahag, the Loshon of the Bahag. If they're chayiv in Shmia, then they're chayiv in Kriya, so if they have a different obligation, obviously they can't be motzi men. Because men have two obligations. Tzvei dinin. Men have a chiyuv in Shmia, they also have a chiyuv in Kriya. So they can, women can be motzi men if men have the extra obligation. They'll be able to be motzi the man in Shemiah. Let's say the man doesn't know how to read. So the woman's the only one there. Avada, she should read for the man, but he's not going to be motzi completely. But lechatchila, we'd rather have a man read because then he can be motzi the men in all of their obligations. So that's one way to explain the Bahag. The Smag gives a different reason. The Smag says, you know why women can't be motzi men? Kavod HaTzibur. It's like Kriyas HaTorah in general. It's a Kavod HaTzibur problem. It's not that they don't share the same chiyuv, they really do share the same chiyuv. It's kavarat tzibur. But the Turei Evan offers a third answer. Turei Evan says, l'shitosi, the way I'm pointing out that the obligation of Mikra Megillah is Midirei Kabbalah, he says, maybe we can distinguish not only between Yom and Laila, but between Anoshim and Noshim. That maybe women don't have a chiyuv midirei kabbalah. Men have a chiyuv midirei kabbalah v'hayomim ha'il in his prior menasim, based on the pasuk and the Megillah. But women don't have a chiyuv midirei kabbalah. Maybe the chiyuv of women is only midirabbanan. Why? Zotah Turei Evan, Tosis in Megillah already points out that the rule of afin ha'il ba'osah ha'neis might only apply to mitzvos derabbanan, not to mitzvos deraisa. And that's why we need a special pasuk to obligate women in matzah. We need a pasuk, the drasha, that kol she yeshna b'bal tochal chometz, yeshna b'kumechal matzah. Why do we need the special hekesh of chometz to matzah? Just say, afen hoya ba'oso haneis, women were part of Yitzias Mitzrayim, so they're obligated in the midst of matzah. Even though it's man grama, they're still obligated. No! Zok teisvis, you see that afen hoya ba'oso haneis only obligates women in mitzvahs derabbanan. So says the Turei Evan, if you hold that Mikra Megillah is Midirei Kabbalah, then women are not going to be obligated. So the only way to obligate women is to say there's a special mitzvah derabbanan for women to read. The chi of Midirei Kabbalah won't apply to women based on Afin Hoyva Oso Haneis. To Zav the Turei Evan, even if you'll say that men are obligated Midirei Kabbalah, but women can't have a chi of Midirei Kabbalah. They can only have a mitzvah derabbanan. So that could be why women can't be motzi men, because they have a totally different chiyuv. Okay? What comes out according to this Tori Evan, though, is what? Is there a time that women might be able to be motzi men? What do you think? Put the two Tori Evans together. The Tori Evan wants to say that the chiyuv for women is midrabanan, and the din of afenoy baoso haneis can only obligate them in mitzvahs derabanan, so there must be a special chiyuv. It's not midrabanan. But putting together with the other Tori Evan, if you say that the chiyuv midrabanan kabbalah is only by yom, it's midrabanan balayla, so efshe mekanzogin, efshe, perhaps we can say that if not for the other reasons, there are other reasons given why women can't be motzi men, but if not for the other reasons, just based on the Tori Evan, maybe women can be motzi men at night, because they might share the same chiyuv midrabanan at night. Okay, so these are some of the issues that the Rishonim and the Poskim spoke about regarding this question as to whether Divrei Kabbalah is Kedivrei Torah or maybe only Kedivrei Sefer. Freilich and Point.